Get ready for a summer of swimming and canoeing and murder, because this week's Discovery goes to camp with a young sleuth. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer. In her Truly Devious trilogy, author Maureen Johnson introduced readers to Stevie Bell, a brilliant young detective in the making who managed to find the answers to a decades-old mystery at her exclusive new school. In The Box in the Woods, school's out, and Stevie finds herself taking on her first case outside school. The story catches up with Stevie during the summer after her eventful first year at Ellingham Academy. She's missing her friends and bored with her summer job until she gets an email that turns her summer around. An eccentric entrepreneur and true crime buff has purchased the summer camp known for the unsolved murders of four teenagers in 1978. And, knowing about Stevie's work, he asks her to help solve them. Eager to get back to work and give the town some answers, she calls in her friends and packs her bags. Once Stevie and her friends arrive at Camp Sunny Pines, a setting that couldn't be more different from the enchanting Ellingham Academy, they realize that there's more to their summer assignment than just a pet project for a curious millionaire. Their host treats it more like a publicity stunt, which immediately creates tension in his relationship with Stevie, and also with the residents of Barlow Corners, who are tired of outsiders showing up and reopening the old wounds. Somehow, though, the awkward but determined young investigator manages to gain the trust of several members of the community. As the mystery unfolds, it picks up pace, moving along more quickly than you might expect from such a hefty read. The historical parts of the story may be set in a different time period, but it still has all of the intrigue that made earlier books so captivating. This isn't a cozy mystery, and Stevie isn't just a precocious kid investigating high school whodunits. It's darker and more meticulous, with a classic feel that will leave readers eager to see what Stevie investigates next. But is it worth heading off to camp with these clever teens? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say buy it. For fans of the Truly Devious trilogy, The Box in the Woods will be a welcome read. It's both troubling and enchanting, the kind of book that mystery lovers will find themselves reading long into the night. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. The Box in the Woods by Maureen Johnson is 383 quick and captivating pages long and is available from Katherine Teagan Books. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.